We're now joined by Coach Chet Hurley over at Milan High School. Lady Cats are playing some of their best ball of the season over the last handful of games. They won at Putnam County by 27 points last Friday night. Beat Marceline a couple of nights ago in the semifinals of the Milan Tournament, 68-47. Novinger on Monday, 66-35. And that sets up a showdown if the roads hold. I know the plan is to play six games and have the girls' championship at six tomorrow night, Coach. Against Green City, I hope it holds, because that Milan-Green City game is going to be one of the bigger games between those programs in the last handful of years.
Yeah, it'll definitely pack the gym up. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was in the cafeteria kind of talking basketball with Coach Dabney and some of the other gals back there before the before your game the other night, and I knew that Putnam County was kind of the big conference rival for Milan, but yeah, and yeah, I brought up Green City and how I think they're capable of making a run into March in Class 1, and a couple of the gals said, we like talking about the Gophers over here in this cafeteria, kind of a joking way, but there is a significant rivalry between the Gophers and your program.
Yeah, I think there has been for the past 2 or 3 years, especially, you know, after last year. I think Katie and the Littrell girl, you know, battled it out. Both had 57 in a great game. So yeah, it's been a kind of a rivalry for sure.
Well, absolutely. We do have plans for Dennis Stevenson to be over there. Girls game at 6, boys game Milan Brashear at 7:30. Both Saturday night on KTTN FM 92.3. So over the last three games, Coach, and I've seen two of them. Your team has looked really good. Do you feel like that the last week has been the best that you've seen your team play this season?
Yeah, we have really we played really well the last week or so, and it's been coming on, and you know, we've been playing spurts of good ball, and we've kind of put it together a little bit here the last few games, especially defensively. We've been really good. We were really locked in the last couple of games, and it's really showed the hard work they've been putting in.
In the second quarter at Putnam County last Friday night, you know, they got off to that really good start, and the Midgets were shooting the ball very well. Then your pressure really got to them. Where were the areas that you felt like that you kind of noticed that your pressure was going to start to pay some dividends in that first half, Coach?
Well, yeah, you know, we started off kind of slow, and I don't know if that was because of the rivalry thing or their court warming going on or whatever it was. We kind of, I don't know, kind of relaxed a little bit there, and then we got into our pressure, and you know, we got a couple steals right off the bat, and I knew the girls were going, let's keep doing it, and I knew then, I said, well, we're going all out now, so here we go.
I think if I remember right, I know Katie had 44 the other night and getting 1,000 for her career. Did she also have 44? Was that her point total up at Putnam?
Yes, it was. She had 44 that night, too. In a different kind of way. She was, you know, taking the ball whole and you know, posting up some and didn't hit too many threes. The other night against Marceline, you know, she was knocking down threes early, and that opened the lane up, and she was kind of on a mission, and so was the team to help her get to that spot. So it was fun to watch.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, not that I've seen Katie play a ton, but probably 6-7 games over the last year and a half. That's the best I've seen her shoot the ball. She came out in the first quarter, and you could tell that she was on against Marceline.
Yeah, she was dialed in from the get-go. She had a couple. She came down even on the fast break, and you know, I went, no, and then she makes it. I'm going, yes. Huh. When you get dialed in like that, you just go, all right, here we go, let's go.
Well, yeah, I think those are called heat checks. Most of the time, heat checks don't go in, and then the coach has to say, okay, let's dial it down a little bit. She had a couple of heat checks that went.
Yeah, she really got it going early, and it was fun. She just was on a mission, and she was going to be really, really hard to stop. I'm really proud of her, and I'm really proud of the team, because the team was just like, they were wanting to find her. You know, they wanted her to have the ball. They knew she was hot. We'd kind of thought she might have a chance to get that 1,000 points that night. We, you know, we were kind of prepared for it, but, you know, 44, you never know. I looked down at my assistant coach after the first quarter when she had 20. I said, well, I think it's going to be tonight.
Hmm. 34 at the half. That's a lot of points. That's really pouring it in well. Green City, Coach, and I can this is kind of the question, because last year's game was so memorable, and you know, every game is different, even if you play somebody again. Do you feel like is it going to come down to Littrell against Pauly, or is it going to come down to which supporting cast plays better?
Well, you know, they've definitely had that individual rivalry, I think, and I think the teams have that rivalry. You know, I hope we play really good team ball to accent our team, and it comes down to the team play. But, you know, especially on the defensive side, the way we've been, I think if we can come out that locked in, we'll give ourselves a chance anyway.
Next week, you get back into GRC play. There's a game that's looming that we're going to mention here, because it looks like it's going to be a big one, and unless one of the teams stubs their toes, which I don't think is going to happen. Both teams will be favored to win on Tuesday. They'll go in unbeaten in the conference. But as I said, you don't want to stub your toe, and at the very least, you want to keep momentum. So South Harrison coming to your place on Tuesday, Coach.
Yeah, getting back into that swing. We haven't been trying to keep us, myself and them, grounded a little bit, taking it one game at a time. But, you know, you do start looking a little ahead and preparing a little bit and looking for films and scouting reports. So, but we first want to take care of, if we get a play, take care of Saturday night, and then we'll start in on South Harrison and then Trenton after that. So it's definitely a game that's could be a good one. Everybody does what they're supposed to do.
Well, absolutely. And obviously, with your daughter Micah playing for Trenton for the last 4 years, the last 2 years with Macy Moore, you know Macy Moore as well as anybody that's going to coach against her. As far as trying to slow her down when you see Trenton a week from tonight, Coach, what's the biggest challenge with that?
She's such a good player. Good kid, too. It's a challenge, you know. Everybody tries. You just got to try to hope that you slow her down a little bit and keep the supporting cast from beating you, and just know where she's at on the court all the time, because she can beat you.
So I know that there will be different ways that you could play it, and you probably change your mind during the course of the ball game. But if you get a game like tomorrow night where you got Littrell and you got Pauly, or in the case of Friday night when you got Moore and you got Pauly, are you one that you like to see kind of, you know, the two of them guarding one another, or do you take cadence off of Brooke, or in the case of the Trenton game, off of Macy to avoid foul trouble?
Well, we definitely, that's something that's got to be on our mind, because we don't want her to get in foul trouble and have to be out of the game. Caden's a great defender, for sure, but you know, we've got some other girls that can defend also, and just the wearing down factor too, put her on them. That, you know, she's gonna have to guard hard and then go down and play offense hard. That's a factor you got to think about. So we've got a couple of girls, I think, that we're gonna try. We got a couple other different situations we're gonna try if we have to, and just hope one of them works, I guess.
It does look like, and we're discussing this in the office today, that the Milan-Trenton games, and again, we'll talk about them more next week. Next week will kind of be a pregame interview when we talk with Coach on the 24th, but looks like those are going to end up on Z101.7 and Polo Princeton that night on KTTN 92.3. So the schedule coming up for Milan: Green City in the Milan Championship game Saturday night on KTTN, South Harrison at Milan Tuesday, Milan at Trenton a week from tonight, Z101.7. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck against Green City tomorrow night.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.